you're living in a resort every day and head to mandalayliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradioke.
On Tuesdays, tradies call us up and they just sing a cappella over the phone. We call it Tradioke.
Yeah, we've got Chelsea from Sunbury. Good morning, Chels.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we?
Not bad. I reckon from the age of about 2 to about 7, I had dump trucks all over my bedroom. I loved a dump truck. And you're a dump truck driver.
Yeah, I sure am. I drive a dump truck. From Monday to Friday.
I used to love them. You get in the backyard of the sand pit, you'd fill it up and you'd dump it everywhere. Oh, yeah, so good.
I'm actually 24 on Saturday.
Oh, hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I know, right?
Yeah.
What are you going to sing for us, Chels?
I'm actually going to sing Katy Perry's Never Really Over song.
Good, right. Because I cannot do that.
Oh, this is hard. Evie struggles with this, don't you? Similar to that, Evie.
It took me a week.
Took a week, yeah. It took me 18 weeks.
Good luck, Chels.
Thank you very much. I hope you like it. I don't usually do this.
No. Oh, is this your first time?
We feel very honoured.
Do you think just like that? My head still takes me back. Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Oh, it was such a mess. But wasn't it the best? Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over. And if I think it over, maybe you'll be coming over again. Enough to get over you all over again. Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over. And if I think it over, maybe you'll be coming over again. Enough to get over you all over again.
Oh, hey, Chelsea, it. Well done. Not bad for a first-timer.
Katy Perry who?
I mean, if this was like Olympic diving, you know how they have like that degree of difficulty rating? Mm-hmm. I mean, that is the toughest, like low percentage. I mean, that is really hard.
She had a little splash, but not much.
Yeah, she was good. I loved it. Richard from Cranbourne, good morning.
Rich.
Richard.
Wake up. Yo, yo,
yo. Yo, 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 the concreter from Cranbourne.
Sup.
What's up, Dick? All right, here we go. What are you going to sing, bro? You cool cat?
I Fall Apart by Post Malone.
Come on, then.
Okay. It's an absolute...
slow song.
It's a banger, but it's really slow.
It's really slow.
I reckon...
Is that all the words are, I Just Fall Apart?
I reckon Richard's going to really jazz it up. I reckon he's got his own little spin on it, I reckon.
Whereas I think he might sing it even slower than Post Malone. All
right, good luck, Richard.
Yeah, man. Cheers, bro.
Okay, you're going to need to turn your radio down as well. There's a few issues with this performance so far, but we are getting there. Okay, Richard, take it away, mate. Go for it.
She told me that I'm not enough, and she left me with a broken heart. She fooled me twice, and it's all my fault. She cut too deep, now she left me scarred. Now there's so many thoughts going through my brain, and I'm taking this shot like it's Novocaine. Yeah. Ooh, I fall apart, down to my core. Ooh, I fall apart, down to my core. Ooh. And didn't know it before. Surprised when you caught me off guard. All this damn jewelry I bought. You was my shawty, I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well done, Richie.
We had two vastly different songs there, haven't we? I mean, there was really one extreme right back to the other there.
I feel like I'm in a performance.
Yep. Okay, James from Rye, the waterproofer. Good morning,
just
James.
Just a quick one. You are doing a radio show, just so you know.
I just want to know, has that guy been on Australia's Got Talent or something? Because that's hard to follow.
Oh,
yeah, no, it's solid, yeah.
It is.
James is conceited. He's like, I'm really crap, but I'm going to give it a go. What are you going to sing?
Avicii SOS.
All right.
R.I.P.
Good song choice.
Good choice. At least it's got a bit of flow. All right, James Boy, let's go. The man from Rye.
Here we go. C7 by 1019 to fuck. Can you hear me SOS? help me put my mind to rest. 2 times clean and I'm acting low. A pound of weed and a bag of blue.
Okay, well, that's early. We'll leave you there. We'll give you the benefit of the doubt. No. Great performance. We've got to perform the radio edit in future, James, but it was a great showing.
This is just people out there.
Okay. I don't make the rules.
James didn't write the song. Don't shoot the messenger.
Stinky, stinky. Hey, it's just the people in the crowd.
Okay, it's just you. It's just you making noises.
Says who?
Okay.
Prove it.
In any case, I thought it was great.
I thought it was great too. But if you had got to the end, maybe you would have won. But maybe ring back next week, James, and then sing something else.
Give us
maybe
an edited version, James. Version. It was very good.
I have to say, it was pretty boring, but he was very good.
Dick?
Yeah.
He was pretty good, Richard.
Richard, well done, bro.
You're the winner.
Well done, mate. Are you there?
Oh, he's fallen asleep.
He's gone.
Jeez.
Yeah, okay.
Why
did you give him the prize?
Because I thought he'd come back and be up and about. I thought he'd actually be up and about. But
look, he's still got his radio up loud.
Hey, Chelsea.
Where's Chelsea?
It's her birthday.
Chelsea. You're not going to, are you? Yeah.
Chelsea, happy birthday for Saturday. You win.
Yay!
Thank you.
Woohoo!
Well done, Chelsea. The dump truck driver has Stephen Bradbury there.
That had everything. The last 5 minutes had absolutely everything. Congratulations. New tradie baby zipsters made tiny tough. Tradie underwear, they're even doing it for babies. I don't think you've got one of those, Chelsea, but you do have the tradie underwear. Congratulations.
Well done, Chelsea. Do you know the best thing about radio, Byron? You know the best thing about radio?
Yeah, I'd love you to tell us.
Is that's over? And we've got to give away 10 grand in about 5 minutes.
Oh,
that's
what a tease from Fev.
That's the beauty of radio.
Let's play Alpha Box.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Well, the moment has arrived for you, Brendan Favola, and for all your mates on the new Monty. You are stripping on national television tonight on Channel 7.
Yeah, it sounds horrific, but it's for a great cause. And we've got Shane Jacobson on the line who hosts the new Monty. And it was a great time, wasn't it, Shano?
Mate, it was fantastic. And Fev, you know what I know, but people at home might not know this yet. When we did the first one, I got over 600 letters. And I don't mean like likes and love hearts and thumbs up as emojis online on social media. I mean actual letters from people who share their stories. And we did actually save lives. So as much as I think the show, you know, people can't help but go, oh, it's guys getting their gear off. The cause is incredible. And I do tend to get a bit serious about it because we had a positive impact and we never get to say this in entertainment, but we save some lives. So, but having said all that, it's great fun.
It's good fun.
And there's plenty of laughs and the camaraderie. I mean, me and Fev have known each other for a while, but, I mean, you know, we're all mates. That's the thing that comes out of it is there's this camaraderie out of doing something good that's kind of not like any other show, to be honest.
Yeah, we had a couple of long lunches. It was good fun.
Maybe. including like a couple of weeks ago in Broome.
Yeah, we were in Broome together.
Having beers in Broome.
A couple of beers by the pool. But when you rocked up to the show, you were Todd, and you see there's a lot of sporting blokes in it. How did you guys take, because I haven't seen any of the cut version yet, but there's myself, George Burgess, Lottie Dakiri, Dipper the Brand, and myself, who wanted to be nude straight away. And then you had your shy guys like Matty J. You had
the humans.
Johnny Wood, who they're just very shy, but we just want to get nude.
Yeah, well, that is the difference. The funny part is, or the interesting thing is, I think people expect that because we're in entertainment, like in my case, that I'm happy just to be an exhibitionist, and it's a very different thing. But I think it's because sports people in general are kind of, you know, taking their clothes off and showering, and they do it. I, for some reason, you guys are a bit more numb to it or immune to it, whereas I found it incredibly confronting. But it's true. It took me when I did it, because by popular demand for this show, I'm keeping my clothes on.
well, you got a tic-tac deal out of the last one.
I did. So the truth is, they just said, Shane, it's just not worth your stripping. There's nothing to see.
Okay.
But the truth is, all John Wood and myself, people like that are so nervous to do it. And then all the footy players turn up and go, so let's nude up. No, guys, you'll need. Okay, we're in the Bourke Street Mall. Maybe keep our clothes on just for now. Let's just. We actually aren't filming, and you're nude, Dipper. How about you get that gear back on?
We went down to Pitt Street to do a really serious talk to bloke, and we're like, do you want us to do it nude?
No.
They're like, no, not yet. You've got to wait till you do the actual dance. We're like, well, we can do it nude. It'll be heaps more funny.
Well, look, we'll all be watching tonight, and obviously the crescendo at the end is the actual performance. Oh, that would have been an incredible night there.
It was. There was 2,000 women in the auditorium and the theatre, I should say. And my wife was front and centre, Shane, and she did not want to look at anything.
No, she wasn't didn't. Looking at. She wasn't looking at you.
No, because she was. No, because she was worried. She go, cause if I look at her, and she was looking at someone else.
She was worried that you'd notice example, she George wasn't Port looking Burgess. At you. There was Maddie J- exactly. There was Maddie J and George Burgess.
Yeah, I know. Hey, when you shoot it tonight and we do get nude at the end, geez, it'd have to be a big, massive, like, you know how they put that little peach or the
you're going to say it's a massive blurry. Pixelated thing. Yeah, no.
There's not?
No, they cut the head off a pin and threw it.
Thank you very much. Shane Jacobson, we will be watching tonight with our very own Fev, stripping for a great cause, testicular cancer. It is the new Monty. Thanks, Shane.
Thanks, guys.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Do you know I'm single? Have yes. I told you that?
Yes.
Well, I am.
I've been trying to get you a man.
You know how you've tried to get me a man and failed? Well, on the weekend, my best friend thought it would be good to get me onto a dating app called Hinge. Have you heard of it? Hinge?
No.
Hinge.
I just sound it. I think it sounds really weird.
It sounds weird.
Isn't that
yeah.
what a door is on? A hinge?
Hinge, yeah.
And so I went, all right. And it took so long to get on it.
Right.
You have to answer all these questions, which are just like, you can get the way to my heart by...
Oh,
and you have to finish the
going for
and
a you long have to put walks all these, along the beach, that sort of
that kind of stuff.
God.
And, then I got a few likes,
ooh.
And I said,
"Solid, solid."
Can I go? Like, can I just ask him out?
Did you get
for
any hits?
Can yeah, that's a lie.
It's a lie.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say hits.
Okay, and the hits were coming in big, and I said, "Okay, I'm just gonna. This guy's nice. I'll go out for a date with him
straight
she
away."
Goes, she goes, "No, no, 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 no.
Yeah,
you can't.
Do
no,
that.
There's rules."
Yeah, I
so I deleted the app straight away because I hate rules.
I don't think there's rules. It's
there's
just
rules.
So you just got to have a look around and then find out a bit more about the app before you just go, because it could just be a made-up app.
Well,
are they verified people? Are they catfish?
That's what I mean. Like, it could be anything.
What Hinge does is it connects your Instagram and Facebooks together.
Right.
Mm.
So it's like a social network dating app.
All right.
Never heard of it.
Interesting.
No, I think it's quite new.
There's a lot of these. Because you'd think it's just Tinder, but there's actually there's a lot of these.
Oh,
yeah,
there's
Grindr,
Bumble.
Right,
yep, good.
Grindr. What's the gay? Is that the gay one, Grindr?
Grindr, yeah.
Yep. There's
Tinder's the straight one.
eHarmony?
Tinder's both.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I RSVP?
I see that on the news, on the TV. eHarmony, where bang.
There's Match.
Yeah, you know, but these are all quite mainstream.
There's a niche.
I like the really niche.
Would you know?
Where you get very specialised.
Farmers Only. That's
a
nice
now there's an app.
There's an app.
That would be good.
Do you know how many people are on that? 4 million profiles.
Wow.
Wow. Users pay a monthly fee around $15 to send and receive messages. Mate, $4 million times 50, they're making a lot of cash.
That's all American mainly. There wouldn't be 4 million Aussie farmers on it.
Oh, well, hang on. Here's one for me.
Hmm.
Vinia Love. It's exclusively for wine lovers.
There's a couple of ones. I like this one. The 420 singles, it's called, for stoners.
420.
420.
Yeah. What'd I say?
420.
420. It's
April 20 is a big day for the stoner community.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
420.
Is that a, like a thing?
It's a thing.
Yeah. Wow.
So how many are on that? Is there many
how
on
many
that
on
one?
There?
420.
It's 420.
Do you know what I'd like? I'd like.
And when they get compatible, they drop off. It's like a club. Like, it's exclusive.
Right, okay.
They
so like bang,
out.
Bang. Oh, there's six. And then it goes to.
We could have some fun with this. We should open up the phones right now and let's make up some other specific, really niche. If you could set up a dating app that you could develop yourself.
Veggie date.
Mm. What would that be?
That's, well, I don't know. Ask your girlfriend. She's a vegetarian.
Oh, it's for vegetarians only. I wouldn't be able to go on that.
No, you wouldn't.
But then I would never have met my girlfriend.
No.
That's
she would have met a vegetarian.
No.
I would like one about dogs. Must love dogs.
Yeah, that's a good one.
For dog owners only.
Yeah. Oh, I've got a better one. One that you must love dogs and wine.
Okay. So call us. Have a bit of fun with this. I know it's a bit creative, but give us a call. If you could develop a dating app, what would you do with it? What specific niche are you thinking of one, Fev, are you?
I don't.
420.
I won't have a job.
He's not going to say it out loud.
No.
131060, give us a call. This is The Fox. Say it off air during the break.
Yeah. 101.9 The Fox.
So you know, you guys know that I'm single. Still single.
Fev's tried to help you.
I know why.
I joined a dating app on the weekend.
called Niche. Inge.
It is Niche.
It's apparently a good one, but not for me. None of them are for me. I'm
They've
too
all got
old
rules.
School. Yeah, I don't like rules, Fev.
Why don't you just go to a bar?
Yes. That's what I... Yeah. But why aren't they all coming to a bar with me?
Right.
Fev because had people an are lazy.
Right. Fev had an idea for one off air.
Yeah, no, don't.
Okay.
Come on, Fev, tell us.
No, I quite like these niche ones, but there'd be some really dark and twisted sort of apps that people would be involved
in. Sure there would be.
Which would be amazing, like the 40-20 singles.
40-20? It's not a game of rugby league where you try to kick a 40-20.
I'm really fascinated with this because you two know what it's about. I don't get it.
It's for pot smokers.
Yeah, it's for pot smokers.
So that's like a sign, is it? 420, and that means you want to have a...
And on the in April, on the 20th, they
at 20 past
really,
4.
Yeah, they really celebrate.
Are you just taking the piss?
Why not? You look it up. Look it
up. So 20 past 4 on April the 4th.
They
the 20th.
Really, really go off.
Samantha from Sunshine, they're pulling my leg. How are you, mate?
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're awesome. Good. What sort of niche dating app do you have?
There's actually a dating app called Toffee. Yep. And it's only for private school people.
Oh,
what a wank.
How pretentious is that?
I know, how good.
Are you on it?
How good? Are you on it?
No.
Get rid of the riffraff, huh? Yeah. Well, that one. Wow, that's really
up
itself.
I'd go on there if I was single and I'd put all stuff that I went to a private school, wouldn't you? You'd say some private school in the middle of nowhere or just say a different
you'd get
state.
Caught out.
No, you wouldn't.
There'd be some chav that, I mean, some idiot that would go, oh, I went to that school.
This day and age, you can put your picture in that little school, you can in the photo, be able to, like, enhance it in there somewhere. So I went to that school. Oh, can't remember me.
You would Photoshop. Actually put yourself into the school photo.
Yeah, 100%.
Clever.
I'd put myself into the photo just really large on the side.
I'd send that private school app into disarray.
Disarray.
Carly from Seville. Are you in Italy?
Kaylee. How are you doing?
Oh, that's in Spain.
Spain,
hi.
Is it?
Anyway, how are you?
It's all good.
Good.
Very well, thank you.
What sort of app are you on?
No, I want an app for tall people.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
It's so hard to find someone. I'm 5'10". And it's so hard to find a guy taller than me.
So it would only be tall people? You'd have to have a... would you be above as a guy? You must be above 6 foot? Would that be the requirement?
For
or?
You?
For me, yes.
Okay.
Me too, though.
I wouldn't say 5'10's that tall, though, would you?
For a female,
for a girl,
it's pretty tall.
It is.
Yeah. It is, and when you put heels on especially. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
It's tough when, like, because I'm 6'3", so I'm always tall.
Yeah.
So
she'd go out with you.
Yeah, well.
On another radio show, it was not a great idea.
The Shantuzzi's?
No, not that one, another one. We had a short singles party, and it was for short people only.
Oh,
and it was a strange night, because a lot
was
of the staff...
Was that the Cessnock Desperate and Daceless?
No, it was here in Melbourne. Oh. And a lot of people that worked on that show were very tall, and for the whole night, you sort of had to bend down to talk to everyone, and people thought we were being condescending, but we were just trying to talk to everyone.
Well, you could just talk to them.
Sounds like a good party. Therese from Officer, good morning.
How's it going?
Yeah, good, man.
You got one that you'd like
what
to develop?
Yeah, lasagna lovers or just something, food in general.
Yeah, that would go with the 420 as well.
I reckon there's a food one. There's a veggie. You can have a veggie lasagna. I cooked lasagna last night.
He wants a lasagna lovers app, and you guys just think it's brilliant.
Yes.
Okay.
I love pasta.
Yes.
But there'd be something, there'd be a foodie app somewhere.
Yes. There could be a cakes one.
Mate, just go to Google, Therese, an officer, and just Google app involving food.
What?
And lovers.
Okay, thank you.
See what comes up.
Good dating.
Thanks for all the help. That's where it's finished up.
101.9 The Fox.
It's a bit of a fun one, guys. Well, not really a fun one. Sort of a fun one. I think it's funny. But a massive brawl has broken out on a cruise ship last week. No, let me get to the fun bit. Where several people were injured.
It's not fun.
It's in the high seas. It's not fun. But there was one guy. So they're all around like the buffet, and they're all just getting something to eat, and they've had a bit to drink. Obviously, when you're on these cruises, you have a bit to drink.
I think a lot of it's included. I think that might be part of
the
problem.
You have a wristband. That's part of the problem. And I've always wanted to go on a cruise, but I get seasick, Evie Jones. But I'm fascinated about boats on the sea, and I'm scared of sharks, and I hate the ocean. But it's like something I really want to do. But when I see this, maybe not. There was a big, massive fight. And the reason there was a fight was because there was one patron on the boat who booked this trip because there's no fancy dress. Hates fancy dress.
Yeah, I hate fancy dress.
Hates fancy
I get
dress.
That.
So what happened was at the buffet, someone just having a great time, just come in dressed as a clown.
Oh.
Hey, there's a clown doing some juggling, whatever. And that's how the violence started.
What? Because the guy was dressed as a party clown.
He punched up the clown.
Punched up the clown.
Yeah, so there was obviously alcohol involved, but not a fun one. But yeah, I dressed up as a clown, but clowns can be scary.
Clowns are the worst.
You don't punch them.
No, you don't punch
them.
Well,
maybe they should be punched a bit more.
Well, no, they shouldn't. It's just a clown.
So witness told.
Don't punch clowns.
They were so frightened. That people were like, they were having, that they're using weapons with the plates. And the chairs.
Oh.
They're like, get away.
It would have been like a melee.
It was a massive brawl, and they've all been locked up on the boat.
Do you know what they call that? The prison on the boat?
Yeah. What is
it? It's called the brig.
The brig?
Yeah, the brig. I knew that. Brig. Yeah.
They have one on every boat.
Every boat, yeah.
Like a ye olde term.
I reckon I'd end up in the brig.
It's the captain's captain rules out there, international waters.
How do you know?
Mum and dad used to cruise like twice a year.
Really?
And they.
Is that after they won Tatsuto?
Yeah. Yeah. But my mother was a travel agent, so they used to be able to get really cheap. Last minute, okay, we're going on a really great cruise. And it is basically an RSL on water. I'm talking not RSL old diggers. I'm talking RSL, you've got your young people with your dollar drinks.
Right.
You know, have you ever been out with those kind of people?
No.
Well...
It sounds like so much fun.
So what happens?
Well, the brig gets so full. My dad actually ended up getting arrested on the last cruise that they went on.
Mr. Jones?
My mum, they came back and mum goes, and your father got arrested. He had to go to he had to be on room arrest. And I went, what's room arrest? And she goes, well, the brig was filled and they couldn't get him in. So he had someone standing out the side of our cabin. Cabin arrest is what it's called.
The jail was overflowing on the cruise.
Yes, with bogans.
Let's go on a cruise.
No.
Yes, I think we should.
Let's go on a cruise.
Let's do it.
Terrible idea.
Let's see
if we can get into the brig.
let's get in the brig.
Let's open the phones. Look, a cruise is this bad. Why don't we open the phones right now
at
131060 with some tales from the high seas.
And as my mum called them, the bogans. Please ring up.
Well, I mean, it's obviously...
My mum and dad are bogans.
It's a broad range of people that end up on cruises, but it sounds like it's not that uncommon.
No.
Clowns being punched, people in
Gilligan's
jail.
Island music?
It's what do we do with a drunken sailor?
What do we do with a drunken sailor?
Okay, anyway. Oh my God, look how many phone calls are already coming through. What is it with these cruises?
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Cruises, Fev.
Yeah, there's been a big brawl on the high seas.
What?
In south of England, the southeast of England, when a big fracas broke out, including a couple of intoxicated passengers and one clown.
Oh dear.
And the reason was because a guy specifically, booked a cruise with no fancy dress. And
he
then
didn't
went
want any fancy dress. Okay.
He doesn't like it. Didn't like clowns. Doesn't like fancy dress. And a guy come out with a clown suit on at the buffet, and then it was on.
Imagine if it was just his mate having a joke and he didn't know, and he absolutely wailed on him.
Yeah, that's probably what's happened.
It's highly likely.
They've ended up in the brig, as Evie Jones's father did once upon a time on the high seas. And we thought, 131060, tell us some stories about the tales of the high seas.
Can I just say before we go to callers, my mum was telling me how they were sitting in a spa with other people. You know how you just share spas, which is really weird. And this couple were in there, and this woman wanted to be with the couple, and the couple went no, so she bit the woman on the boob.
Oh, wow.
She ended up in the brig.
Well, they all end up in the brig. That's the prison on board, by the way, if you're not a sailor.
I think that was called Love Island.
It was called Bachelor in Paradise.
Abby from Somerville, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Oh. Been on a cruise?
I used to work on cruise ships for a long time.
You'd have some good stories.
I've got a very good memory, that's for sure.
Oh, because you were never drinking while they were drinking.
Well, I had my fair share, don't worry.
No, gee, even the staff are at it.
Tell us a good story, Abs.
Oh, well, so I worked out of Florida, and it was mainly international guests. And whenever the Aussie count was up, everybody was prepped, and more security was brought on board.
Wow.
More room
because
in the
Australians
breathe?
Are known as the worst.
Oh my God!
Wow, I love that. What a reputation!
Oh, you love it.
Wow.
Around the world, we're known as the best.
Like we'll end up in the
worst.
Breeze.
No, the
just,
worst.
Just party people. That's no. fun. Just,
yeah, massive. No. Up the alcohol. Up the security.
Yep. Mate, that's a great rep to have.
Well, you know.
Nail everything down.
There we yeah. go. They're nailing things down.
Yeah, because
the
when you get on the drink, you chuck things overboard.
Okay. Well,
no, everybody just likes to take things home for a bit.
They're stealing stuff.
No, it's five-finger discount.
They're stealing stuff. They're punching on. It's disgraceful.
And also the hygiene. Australians are known as the worst with the hygiene.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well,
I don't like
true.
That.
That's,
yeah, that's where Fev's drawing the line.
Yeah, I draw the line. But, geez, I've never been more proud to be an Australian. Never been more proud.
Okay.
Oh,
Janie from Mentone.
How are you going?
I'm very well. You been on a cruise?
I actually worked on a cruise too.
Oh, did you?
I worked on the Fairstar back in the 90s, leaving from Sydney.
Fairstar. Oh,
the fun ship.
Herpes on water.
Oh.
Holders sometimes.
I don't think they promoted it like that.
Do you have a good story, Janie, about some footballers?
Some rugby boys.
Oh,
yeah,
thank God.
Get the rugby teams on and... Yeah. One time they were making so much mess and too rowdy, and we had like five in the brig, and then next thing we got to Suva and Villa, and they all got off. We told them they had to get off and they had to fly their own way home.
Oh, wow. Ejected in Fiji.
Yeah.
They literally got sin binned.
I hope they got bullied in Fiji. Mm,
bullied?
Yeah, bullied.
Bullied. That means they said hello to them.
A dicky knee over here with a little coming in with a little witchy. Anyway, let's go on a cruise.
I feel like Daryl Summers right now.
Let's
go on a cruise.
But let's go on a cruise that doesn't move. Let's just do a show from the deck of a cruise ship.
What's the point of that?
Docked.
Why?
Why not? Then we won't get seasick.
Okay.
And everyone can come on board and watch us and have fun with us, and then we all get off.
Leon, can you not look into that, please?
Actually sounds pretty good.
Thank you.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Tonight, 7:30, the all-new Monty on Channel 7. Fev and the guys doing great things for testicular cancer. It is about charity, but, gee, it is going to be fun watching it tonight.
The amount of times I've heard that song, Byron, it still gets me up and about.
Oh, wow. Fifi, we actually got a little strip show, which will probably end up on our Instagram as well, just during that song, Evie. Fifi, Fev and Byron with Evie Jones. This idea of sitting in front of the TV, I think it's been done before on a show called Gogglebox. You might have been familiar with that show, Evie.
Oh, it's one for Logie. So, yeah, I'm a little familiar with it.
Okay, anyway. We have our own version called Goggle Fox. In the past, Evie, who, of course, is on Gogglebox, has sat down with Fief and watched some of our best work from our show and critiqued it.
Goggle Fox is way better, too.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah,
Goggle
it is.
Fox.
Of course it is.
Hasn't won any awards yet. But anyway,
it will.
This is
it will.
All of us, including Fev. So, yesterday, Channel 7 were good enough to send us an advanced copy of tonight's show where all the guys are stripping there at the Enmore Theatre. Very exciting.
Yes.
Now, for the first time, you also hadn't seen it, had you?
No, I haven't. It was the first time I've seen it. I was like, whoa, because all I can remember is, hey, sailor. That's all I can remember.
Was it hard for you to watch?
Yes, I was very uncomfortable.
Were you?
All right.
Especially sitting with you two, eating cheese and bacon balls.
We were on the couch. Here is us. This is another edition of Goggle Fox, watching Fev on the all-new Monty.
Am I going to see your...
Yep.
Oh, they're marching in unison.
Oh, is it you, number three?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, my God, this is so exciting.
Crowd love it.
Oh, it's so cool.
Good timing.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Hey. Very pelvic.
Look at that's God's mum.
Oh, you can't grind on your mum. Oh, he's positioning his prime.
Yes.
The sun is off.
Rich.
Woo.
Get it off.
That twirling. Oh, sensual.
Get back on. Oh,
yeah.
I can't get. It's like watching Destiny's Child. You only look at Beyonce. Like, I'm only looking
no
at Fev.
Kelly, no, Michelle.
No, I'm only looking at Fev.
Here comes Big Dipper and John Wood.
Oh, there's more.
This is me at the front here with a big fat ass. Look.
Woo!
Pima, me and Maddie J. Look, two models.
Yes. They shouldn't have put you next to Maddie J.
Oh yeah, should have. I look heaps better.
He looks amazing.
Look like I ate him. He's here comes the tops.
Oh! Oh! Yeah,
look how brown you all are. Did you all get sprayed?
No,
here comes a G-string.
No! Oh, no! No!
Thank God for the naval hat.
Look, the time and your...
Woo! Backsides. Oh, that's a graphic
Look
view.
At my big ass at the side there. Ooh, man.
Look at your body. Are you squeezing your cheeks?
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to get my doodle out.
They've paused on that shot. How long does that shot hold for? Dipper.
She was so disappointed.
So there it was. That is Goggle Fox. Now, we're going to put that on our Instagram tonight, but we won't put it up until you actually can watch the show tonight.
Yes.
You've got to watch it. It was so good. 7:30 on Channel 7, the all-new Monty Fev.
Yeah, it starts at 7:30, but it has a big backstory about everyone that's on the show. And then we go into prostate cancer and we do all of that. And then right at the end is the dance.
So. Wow.
Can I just say last year's one, it was such a great show. I watched it and I didn't expect it to be so good. I was bawling my eyes out at some of the stories and
then it's
laughing and squealing by the end with the dance. It's such a great, great show. I'm really proud of you for doing it.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Good stuff.
Evie.
101.9 The Fox.
Tonight, 7:30, the all-new Monty Fev will be stripping. He's nude on national television.
He loves getting nude. You boys like to get nude, though. I've followed your Instagram for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a time when you got nude at the tan?
Yes, we did.
Let's have a listen.
Let's go, Byron! All right, that's time. Fev hasn't even got the paper G-string on. This undercarriage. Oh, it's falling out.
That wasn't ideal.
And that wasn't the only time.
He wore a little G-string, though.
Well, yeah. there was a school excursion not far away. So it was probably a very good idea.
Fev got arrested. Yeah. And I think last time you were at Mount Buller, you tobogganed in the nude, didn't you?
Yeah, that was I'm just going to strip, get off, and go.
This is ridiculous.
Where's my toboggan? It's minus 4 degrees.
Why are we doing
and
this?
And I am freezing.
Go!
Woo! Fev is taking it away. I didn't shrink, it got bigger, I was weird.
Oh.
It was a very interesting onlooker that day.
Oh, who was it?
Pearl Box.
Oh, that's right, Fief's mum saw that.
Fief's mum was there.
That's awkward.
Yeah, that was awkward. Regrettable.
And there was everyone that had anything to do with any snow mountain in Australia were all having a big general meeting.
Oh, my God.
It was the board of Mount Buller, and their meeting room overlooks this tobogganing area.
No.
And they were doing sort of their annual report meeting and sort of over the shoulder.
Once a year they do this.
Over the shoulder of the guy saying, look, everything's completely in order. This place is running like a well-oiled machine.
Above board.
Two blokes are tobogganing naked.
We nearly lost our sponsorship.
Oh, but you didn't.
Actually,
but
we nearly did.
We actually nearly did.
Look, it does beg the question, where have you got nude? Fev, obviously nude on national television tonight. Any other unusual examples, 13, 10, 60, give us a call. We're not saying it's right. But
we got nude in the bath.
It's got to be unusual, Fev, because I get nude every night
for
a shower.
Right. See, that wouldn't be a call
we
put through.
That's usual.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, let's not go usual.
Unusual.
Let's go unusual. And please don't make it weird.
I'll tell you something that's not weird. Brad Guy, our old audio guy, he got me and Byron and went down to St Kilda. We hopped in a lift, went to an apartment. One of the sales guys gave us his keys. We had a tripod, a camera. We got nude in a bath together and then
what?
We come back.
It was really
what?
Weird.
That's not weird at all.
Yeah, that needs context.
No, just leave it at that.
Nah, okay. 131060 is the number. Give us a call. Where have you got nude?
Show me.
1019 The Fox.
The all-new Monty, starring our very own Brendan Favola. That is tonight on Channel 7. You got Fifi, Fev and Byron with Evie Jones. Now, look, it is probably unusual to get nude with some other guys on national television and do a big strip show, live television. That's probably pretty weird.
Bit unusual.
But, look, 131060, it is for a great cause, testicular cancer. But 131060, guys, just some unusual places where you've got nude.
I got nude in my 21st.
Did you? Yeah. Where were you? Just at the party?
Just at the speech.
At right. the speech? Okay, right.
And I got kicked out and mum didn't speak to me for about 6 months.
That's right. Yeah. Was that the incident involving Kazza?
Oh, yeah.
Did Kazza get...
What did Kazza
get? No, she got knocked out on my 18th.
18th, right.
She got knocked out?
Yeah, she got in the hospital. I don't know, there was a big brawl. It was like the ship.
It's like they got a cruise ship.
Was there
a party clown involved?
Yeah, me. It was my 18th. Sherry from Melton, good morning.
Good morning.
Where did you get nude, Sherry?
It wasn't me. It was actually my son.
Ah, so proud. Where was it?
The Grand Canyon.
Oh, that's a good spot.
Well done. There wouldn't have been many people there.
I'm not sure because they took photos and I got to see it on Facebook.
Oh, in all his glory.
Yeah.
Did you go, I made that?
There we go, Sherry. Thank you. That's exactly what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Jaden from Leopold.
Leopold.
I was going to say Leopold.
Lilypad.
But it's been written different there, so I'm like,
Leopold.
It's okay, mate.
It's not my fault. It's whoever wrote it. Anyway, Jaden, where'd you get nude?
Leopold.
At a lawn bowls competition.
Oh, a competition. Did you win while you were nude?
No, we weren't actually playing. We were just at the back having a swim because it was at the sporties club in Leopold.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And we were having a swim and we seen that they had this big comp and you know how serious they are with their old people and we just thought
Was Byron playing?
Okay, that's funny. I mean, actually people of all age groups play lawn bowls, so.
Yeah, well.
We just had a comp who could get that white ball, so we all stripped off. There was five of us and
yes.
ran anywhere.
I've never been more proud of a listener.
Fev wants to give you a high five,
mate,
if he could.
That is unbelievable. Hey, boys, let's get nude. We'll run across the lawn bowl so you can get the jack. Whoever gets it wins. What a great game.
Yes.
No, don't try it at home, obviously, but thank you so
much
for your call there, Jaden. No, well, thank you for your call.
What a legend.
26 past 8.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
Going through a bit of Daily Mail action yesterday, Evie Jones, as you do
Love
when you work
daily
breakfast.
Fail.
Yeah, when you work breakfast radio, because all the stories are heaps true. So I found out, because The Bachelor starts this week. I think it starts tomorrow night. And your best friend Angie's The Bachelorette, so we'll keep up to date with that. Can't wait to hear some goss.
So that'll be on right after The Bachelor, will
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they just back it up,
don't
they?
I think it'll go back to back.
We'll just roll through. Okay.
Roll through. But the new Bachelor, Maddie Agnew, is an astrophysicist.
Oh, I'm a Gemini.
well done. You've been watching the ads.
I'm not. I'm a Scorpio.
He obviously is single, and I know why he's single, because he can't kiss. So he's he's come out in the Daily Mail and said that he had recommendations to go and watch YouTube to learn how to kiss properly.
Right.
Because he's got all the bachelorettes and what is it, 20 girls?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if I was a bachelor, you'd just smooch them all just to see, because you've got to test the water before you buy the produce,
it
I suppose.
It does look like he's pashing a
he's going to find someone forever. He's going to find love. So if he picks someone that he hasn't kissed before, then they get married and there's no connection. You've got to find the connection.
But isn't that a fairly natural? I mean, would you need to learn? I mean, you just sort of do it, don't you?
He mightn't have kissed many people.
Okay,
he's gone to YouTube, Byron, to learn how to kiss.
Well, we've actually, and then further to Fev's research, we've then found a YouTube tutorial on how to kiss.
Mm. Oh,
so
have we?
This might
I thought
be
I just showed you.
The one. No, thanks.
You too do it.
This might be the one that he actually watched on YouTube.
So the right way to kiss someone is to get close to that person. You don't have to tell the person, like, move your head this way and you move your head that way. They should automatically know. You do not want to start with making out or anything like that. You want to show them that you want to go really, really slow. And little pecks, just nothing big, nothing too fancy. Another tip that I forgot to mention is I like to kiss the lips individually. You know, have the upper lip and then the lower lip. As you can see, I'm not using tongue at all. I'm just doing something very, very simple. If you just practice with your hand, little by little, you'll get better at it.
Nothing better than kissing a bottom lip.
Okay.
But was she kissing and talking at the same time?
No, she was just...
There might have been an inset there, sort of. In any case, it was quite elaborately produced.
I used to like... No, don't.
No, don't.
Don't do that. Don't say that. Now, 131060, we should open the phones, because you can use YouTube tutorials now for anything. Some people are training themselves how to do certain jobs by just looking at a YouTube video. I mean, this bachelor's looking at a kiss.
Playing Minecraft. People do that.
There you go.
Many.
131060.
My old flatmate Tom would always look up the PS videos on YouTube to learn how to get to the next level.
PlayStation,
right.
I use YouTube for lots of things, and just yesterday I YouTubed how to fix a shower head.
What?
Did it myself, because the landlord's useless.
Wouldn't you need a professional to come, like a plumber or some sort
of? Well, I watched the video of a plumber.
And that was it, and you fixed it?
I did.
Wow.
I don't think I ever watched YouTube for anything like that.
Don't try that at home. I mean, you've got to be careful, especially with electrics. Don't try
that. Well, it wasn't electrical. It was a
shower head.
No, fair enough.
How did you have the tools to do that?
Just needed a Phillips head screwdriver.
Sorry, what?
Yeah.
131060.
This is what talking to you is like when you talk about sport to me.
What sort of head does Phillips
have? What is this sport thing you talk about?
What's a Phillips head? Right. I've got no idea.
We will come back to your calls. What have you used a YouTube tutorial to teach yourself to do? 131060 is the number here at The Fox.
1019.
The Fox.
The Fox.
YouTube tutorials. People are using them, guys, for just about everything, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. The Bachelor, the new Bachelor, Maddie Agnew. Agnew. He learned how to kiss. Evie Jones, you had a broken shower head. You went to YouTube yesterday.
Yeah, just yesterday.
And fixed it yourself.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm often in a YouTube hole. as I like to call it, but I'm always on YouTube for something. But it comes in handy the most for tutorials.
Okay. There you go. Hugo from Point Cook.
Yeah, g'day, how you doing?
Good morning, mate. What did you use YouTube for?
I use YouTube to learn how to pull a turbocharger out of a vehicle and pop another one in.
Oh, wow. What that cost at the panel readers?
At a mechanic, it probably costs about $1,300, about half up to take it out and put it back in.
How heavy is that? How'd you get it out?
Sorry, I weighed a couple of kilos, took a couple of hours to get out because the car was kind of old.
Yeah.
And I'm a bit mechanically challenged, so I just went on YouTube, trying to save a bit of money, and watched the video on how to do it, and I ripped it out in about 2-3 days.
Wow.
So, okay, let me unpack that. So 2 or 3 days... Should you have just paid the $1,300, or do you
I didn't have all the tools. So I had to borrow tools and scrummage around and get them all.
Well, so was it worth it?
Yeah, it was worth it. It's $1,300, so yeah.
Well,
that's true.
Such an outlay for tools, and spent 4 days working on it.
So if you had to go to work for 4 days, you might earn. That's fair enough.
Didn't get to
He's probably lost.
Listen, he's trying to unpack his story. Well done, Hugo. You went to YouTube and you saved yourself $1,300.
Well, but does the car work? I mean, does it actually work?
I got it working. It was all good after that.
All right, good. Because, you know, you don't want the engine falling out.
Imagine his driver just done about to do his big burnout and the engine fall out. Bloody YouTube! Sam from Lilydale, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What did you look at YouTube for?
Well, I'm a student nurse about to graduate.
Yep.
And when I was studying my anatomy and physiology, I couldn't get a grip of all the parts of the brain, so I YouTubed it.
Oh.
Wow. I memorized it off YouTube.
Jeez.
Yep.
Was it a song?
So much easier.
Was it a song?
There is a lot of songs for different.
There is a lot of songs.
There's a song. Way to learn.
It's actually a thing. Like when you resuscitate someone with a chest.
Right.
There's a song when you sing. Staying alive. Staying alive.
But it's a good way to learn something. You know, the elbows connected to the wrist bone.
Okay. No, it's not.
What?
The fibula.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
I don't know that
in any
song.
Case, you would hope. I mean, and I'm glad that's worked for Sam, but surely there are more formal ways to learn nursing than singing songs off YouTube.
Imagine if you didn't go on.
But I bet she'd.
Sam, imagine if you didn't go get an anaesthetic and you're just laying in the hospital and you're going, staying alive, staying alive. You'd be like, what? Who's operating on me? Stop singing stupid songs.
She needs formal training, surely.
Mitchell from Moorabbin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Not too bad, mate. What did you learn on YouTube?
I learned how to drive a manual car off YouTube.
Oh, that's brilliant. Can I say that when I learned, there was no YouTube when I learned to drive a manual. I had to teach myself how to drive a manual. My brother went over to Bali, so I took his car for 2 weeks, and I couldn't do it start from the first because I'd always, what is it?
Stall.
Stall. Yeah. So if I had to go to a stop sign, I'd just really slowly go through in seconds. And when he got back, he found out and punched me in the arm.
Okay, that's a shame it's ended like that.
You all should get your manual license when you get your your normal license.
Yeah. Is that what you believe? Is that what you did?
I think this should, because sometimes because a lot of people that drive a manual car don't have, an automatic car can't drive a manual.
There we go.
Literally can't drive it.
But you have to get a manual license now.
Oh, you do?
You do.
Oh, okay. There you go. Because I wouldn't know how to drive a manual car.
Look, because that was our generation who used to just go and start getting to a manual.
Mate, I'll be straight into fifth. Can you do that?
Yeah. I love driving manuals.
Okay. Yeah. You guys should go and hang out at a Vic Rhodes office or something.
Why would we go there? We'll just go to a racetrack.
I do.
4:09 on the Fox.
Feel like you're living in a resort every day and head to mandalayliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne.